Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, Shiurim and Perek Chelik, sponsor Louis Nishvas, Aram Yaakov Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Kuv Beis in the middle of Perek Chelik. Now, this Daf speaks a lot about Yerovam ben Nevat, the king of Am Yisrael, that was became a king based on Nevuah. The Navi Achia Shiloina said that he will be the king and he will take the 10 Shvatim out of Klal Yisrael. And then Yerovam became a big choyte. He caused Am Yisrael to be choyte with the agolim that he did. And therefore he lost his Olam Haba. Now the Gemara, in the middle of Amud Aleph, brings that there's a taina on Klal Yisrael that they joined Yerovam and left David HaMelech, that left Malchus Beis David. The Gemara brings the pasuk that it says, "Nachan titni shiluchim al mereshes gas biti achziv la'achsov l'malchei Yisrael." The Gemara dashes the pasuk that because Am Yisrael left David HaMelech, so that's why they're going to be punished to go to Golos. And the simple question on that is, there was a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that went to Achia Shiloini. After the story with Shloim HaMelech, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to separate the Malchus David. There will be 10 Shvatim under Yerovam and 2 Shvatim under Rechavam, the son of Shlomai. So what is the taina against Klal Yisrael? Wasn't there Rotzen Hashem for this to happen? So Mefashim answer this in different ways. But the Ben Yehoyada says that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to separate the Mamlacha and have Malchus Yisrael, but now that they should be completely separated from Malchus Beis David, they still should have a relationship. They still should be together. And he says that Kulponim, Rechavim, should have some Mimshal on the Seres HaShvatim. He says when they came to the regular Yerushalayim, it won't be completely a separation of the 10 Shvatim and the 2 Shvatim. Not like it happened, there was a complete war and separation. They had no Shaykhs, no connection to Malchus Beis David. And that's the Mashmos also here in the Maharal, Chiddush HaGadus, that the Taina on Yerovam is, they did not want to be under Malchus Yehuda at all. He wanted to be his own Malchus and to stand on his own. Says the Ben Yehoyada, that's the taina against Am Yisrael. Yes, there will be another Malchus, there will be another kingdom. But to completely separate and ignore Malchus Beis David, that's already a taina. And this leads to the understanding a little bit of what's going on here with the chaluk of the Asar Shvatim and the 2 Shvatim. Rav Tzadik HaKohen has a richus gdoilo on this inyonim, in his Sefer Tekaras HaShavim, and in his Sefer Likutei Ma'amarim. And his yisoid is that in Klal Yisrael there's 2 hanhogas. There's 2 ways to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is called the Anhoga of a Tzaddik. The Tzaddik is the one who's pursuing the right thing and always trying to achieve the thing the way he sees it, the way it appears on the surface. And then there's Anhoga of someone who, on the surface, maybe seems to be bad, but he takes all the bad and corrects it. The way it's called in Lashon of a Tzaddik is the Anhoga of a Tzaddik and Anhoga of a Baal Tshuva. Anhoga of a Tzaddik is someone who does what's in front of him. Not necessarily has to be a tzaddik who does the right things, but I'm saying he does everything based on what's on the surface. And Anhoga of Baal Tshuva is, on the surface, he looks like he did something wrong. But beneath the surface, he's doing tshuva. And Rav Tzadik is ma'arich a lot to explain that this is the 2 malchuyos, the malchus that comes from Yehuda, which is Malchus Beis David, and the malchus that comes from Yosef, because Yosef is called Yosef HaTzadik. Masheiken Yehuda, David Hikim Ulo Shel Tshuva. And this goes on not only in the Malchus of Am Yisrael. Right now, it happens also when we have Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef, as we spoke about a little bit earlier, he's the one who's not bringing people back to tshuva. He's just taking care of the physical needs that Am Yisrael needs. Mashiach ben David is taking all the bad and turning it into good. So explains the Tzaddik that in this world, these 2 hanhogas, these 2 ways that the Am Yisrael has, are separated. And that's why it's revealed when you have a Malchus Beis David, you have Malchus coming from Ephraim, which comes from Yosef. Because it's 2 different ways to be Ovid Hashem. There's 2 different hanhogas in the world. And although many of them became Rishayim, and they did the wrong thing, but the concept, the idea, that there is a separation in Klal Yisrael has to do with the 2 anhogas that Klal Yisrael have, 2 ways of avoid that they have. And as the Navi says, Reb Tzadik brings it, the Navi in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Zayin, says, that lo asid lovoy, I'm going to take etz Yosef, asher b'yad Ephraim, v'shivtech Yisrael chaveirov, v'nasati yotam olav es etz Yehudo, v'asisim le'etz echod v'yu echod b'yod. Rosh Baruch Hu says, he's going to take Yosef, take Yehuda, make them into one. And then it says it could be everybody together. There'll be goy echad baaretz u'melech echad yeh lekulam lemelech. There'll be one king on both. So the chiddush is that lasid lavoi, the two anhogas of Klal Yisrael, will come together. And seemingly, what comes up from a tzaddik is that's what really started when we had Dovda Melech and Shlaima Melech. We still had the chibur of the two sides, two aspects of Klal Yisrael. But that's something that could not continue. And it has to do with some of the averis of the chatoim that were done in those generations. It separated the two anogas of Klal Yisrael, and that's why it separated until we get to Lasid Lavoi, until we get to Mashiach ben David. So taking all this together with the Ben Yoyodo that we mentioned, comes out, there's two anogas of Klal Yisrael, but they don't have to be completely separated. They should have some connection. And that was the intention. There will be two anogas, there will be two mamlachas, two kingdoms, but they will have a connection together because there's still two parts of Klal Yisrael. And the chet is when it came and completely separated, that went against the intention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted with these things, and that's why there's a taina in Klal Yisrael for that. And this is a little bit of an opening to understand this very difficult sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.